welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Brief Encounter from 1945, starring Celia Johnson and Trevor Howard, and directed by David Lean. All right, some behind-the-scenes details about Brief Encounter from 1945. Celia Johnson was not looking forward to the four-week location shoot at the railway station, but her opinion changed once they got there, and the cast and crew developed a spirit of camaraderie. Another behind-the-scenes detail, after the success of this film, Sir David Lean was accosted by an angry man in a train station. He stated, "Do you realize, sir, that if Celia Johnson could contemplate being unfaithful to her husband, my wife could contemplate being unfaithful to me." All right, so now I'm getting to my thoughts on the plot. So the plot, I gave it a 3 out of 5. I'm not fully in love with the story of this film. I don't like the concept where, you know, I understand she's having a very tough time with her relationship with her husband, and I understand the same with Trevor Howard's character, but you don't cheat on your spouse, you know? That's really what this movie is. It's the story of two people who are cheating on their spouses. And I'm glad at the end they decide to not go through with the affair and whatnot, but why are we romanticizing this, you know? Like, people tell me, oh, it's a super romantic movie. It's a love that could never be or all that, but I don't know. I don't think this is something to aspire to, you know? You talk about it. You try to work things out, right? You don't cheat on your spouse. So to me, that's cowardly, I guess. And yeah, I'm sounding, you know, high and mighty, I guess, but I just don't like that. I don't like they would do that. I do love the scene at the end, though, where the husband says, "I'm glad you chose me," insinuating he may have known something was going on. But I don't know. Having said all of that, I do like the characters. That's what was really frustrating for me, is I really liked them. And you know, in a sense, you want them to, succeed, but at the same time, you're like, wait a minute, I'm rooting for people who are cheating on their spouses, you know? I don't know, like, you choose your love, then you love your choice. I don't like this idea of romanticizing affairs. I really don't. Now, granted, they don't show them as succeeding. They don't show it as a good thing, per se. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of that. And what is it with David Lean? This is the second film of his I've seen where they had a story of infidelity. He had a Dr. Zhivago, and check out episode 50 of Really Old Movies. I reviewed that one there. Similar thing. Like, I don't like that. I don't like that as a romantic type of story because it just never ends well. And it just doesn't seem fair to their spouses, right? So that's why I give it a 3 out of 5. I'm against the whole premise of the story, but I like the characters. That's why it has a 3, because I like the characters. All right, so now moving on to acting. Give that a 5 out of 5. You know, I'm saying I hate the premise, but I really love the characters. I thought Celia Johnson was great. I loved kind of getting a glimpse into her head. I like Trevor Howard's character. He was a very polite gentleman and all that. They're great actors, and they had great chemistry, but I just couldn't get rid of that nagging feeling like they're cheating on their spouses here. That doesn't make them good guys, you know? And, you know, you'd have this idea of, well, it's a gray area, right? But no, I don't like that. I think, you know, I thought their acting was incredible. And I felt like it was very naturalistic. It didn't feel scripted or anything like that. But it's coupled with a story I just don't agree with. I don't agree with this premise at all. All right, so moving on to directing. I also gave it a 5 out of 5. I'm not going to ignore how great of a movie it is structurally and how it was put together. You know, David Lean really was a master of cinematography. He was a great filmmaker. I'm not going to argue that, but again, this story, this premise, I think it's based off a book, I want to say. So I guess I don't like the book either, but yeah. I really love David Lean as a filmmaker. I really do. You know, even with Dr. Zhivago, me not liking the romance there, I really did love that film. It was beautifully shot, beautifully put together. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in cinematography, but Yeah, he was incredible, and he deserves all the praise he got. I mean, incredible filmmaker, way ahead of his time. I mean, this film was made in 1945. Now, I want to say it was like right before the war ended, maybe a little after, around the same time. So it's very different from other movies from the 40s. You know, it feels more out and open, meaning like the sets don't feel like a stage. They feel like we're actually in a train station, because for the most part they were. So yeah, I was very impressed with that. All right. So now talking about cinematography and special effects, I gave that a 5 out of 5. You know, there's only a couple places we're in, really. The train station, and then on the train, and then in a house or two. That's really it. But they're great scenes, every single one of them. They're beautifully shot, beautifully set up and put together, especially the scenes at the train station. To me, those were the best in the whole film. When we get into the film, it's kind of telling us in reverse. You know, we're already at the end of the film when we're first introduced to Celia Johnson's character, and we're kind of going back in time, learning more about her history and how this whole affair started. So it was beautifully put together, beautifully shot. Love the sound effects and the use of just little random noises like clocks and the trains and whatnot to add a little tension and whatnot to the story. And another thing where Celia Johnson's character, she's talking to a random acquaintance who's just talking and talking. And in her head, she's like, I don't care what this woman is saying. Like, why is she talking to me? I love that too. I love that little touch. I thought it was really, really excellent. Excellent narration and whatnot too. All right, so talking about the music, I gave it a 4 out of 5. You know, I thought it was romantic, kind of sets the tone and the stage and whatnot, but it's pretty forgettable. It didn't captivate me. It's not one that if I heard, I would recognize what it was from. So, but it wasn't terrible. It was good music. I'm not going to lie. It was a good score and whatnot, but it's not one like, what's another one from this era? Like Casablanca. I always go back to Casablanca. That's my favorite movie of all time. So, no, this definitely is not Casablanca type music. All right. So, tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 4.4 out of 5, which I'm rounding to a 4 out of 5. So, would I recommend this movie? This is a tough one. Because from a technical standpoint, it's beautifully shot, beautifully put together. The character acting is great. I just don't like the premise of the story. So, I mean, I guess if you like movies about people who are cheating on their spouses, I don't know. I'll just say no. If you're like me and don't like those kind of stories, there's similar movies I could think of, like In the Mood for Love. In that one, they're kind of borderline cheating because, you know, they're going out on dates a lot, talking a lot. But what they're talking about is their spouses that are having an affair with each other, right? So that one is a little different than this one, but there's definitely a lot of similarities for sure. I definitely think, believe it's Wong Kar-wai, I want to say who made that one. He took a lot for this one for sure. It's tough because I also recommended Dr. Zhivago. I really enjoyed that film, but I really didn't like the romance in that one. But the reason why I recommend that one over this one, in that one, okay, yes, that's the thing. That's a part of the film. But a majority of the film is about these people who are dealing with communist Russia and all the horrible things going on around them. It's much bigger than the two leads. It's much bigger than their romance. This movie is just the romance. That's all it is. We're in a tiny train station. You know, it's a very small town and whatnot. It's not like Dr. Zhivago, where there's war going on around them. This is not that. I'll say for now, no, I do not recommend this movie. Even though from a technical standpoint, it's gorgeous, it's amazing, I don't recommend it for the premise. And probably going to get a lot of heat. This is a very popular movie of the 1940s. And I could get why. Again, technically speaking, it's an amazing film. But I just couldn't get into it because of the motives and what the characters were doing. They were cheating on their spouses. I have a hard time with that. Well, those are just my thoughts on the film. You know, if you love it, hey, more power to you. I will not hold that against you or anything like that. In fact, one of my good friends, Evan, this is one of his favorite movies. So, no, that's totally fine. For me personally, I don't recommend it. All right. Well, those are my thoughts on Brief Encounter from 1945. Thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and video versions on YouTube and Rumble, Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, and with that, this has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.